B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Love this song. Tuesday in your face. Oh, get it out. How's everybody doing today?
I think good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm sunburned, y'all.
Well, give us your day in 30 seconds and tell us why you're sunburned, Roy.
I went to the swimming pool yesterday.
Wow.
And I, evidently, when you're so white, 30 minutes does damage.
Did you not do sunblock?
I didn't. It was like the 30 minutes. What could possibly go wrong?
Nah, you always need sunblock.
But you're at the roof.
Yeah, I'm on the roof. Yeah.
Of your apartment building, and it's very close to the sun.
Yeah.
You have to take that into consideration.
Oh, those floors really did it. No, but my day in 30 seconds, it's kind of a shocking thing. I don't know. So my mom's doctor was murdered.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, I know. And like, he went to Belize with his family and he went on a tour guide to go fly fishing and he was murdered by pirates.
What?
And I'm blown away. Because then like, I think about the back end of this of like, now my mom's got to awkwardly call the office and like get her records and shop for a new cardiologist.
Yeah. Right?
Whoa.
And it's crazy.
Wait, I can't get past the pirates.
Right. He was down in Belize and he was shot in the back and looted from pirates.
Also, the...
Were there other people killed as well or just
his tour guide was killed as
oh
well.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Was it just the two of them?
It was just a private tour for fly fishing, yeah.
I also didn't know that fly fishing in Belize was a thing. Like, I think fly fishing, I think like
no,
Montana.
No, I don't think it's a thing either. But when you hear of like some fancy doctor going to Belize to fly fishing, it kind of makes sense, you know? Like,
yeah.
That does seem like something that...
I gotta be honest, I don't even know where Belize is.
Yes, you do.
And I tend to think I'm a smarter person.
Mexico, right?
Oh, it looks like it's Central.
Yeah.
Central America, like by
Honduras. Yeah. And so, like, and I can't imagine, like, his family. Like, I wouldn't even believe that. Because his family was back at the resort while he went on this fishing tour at Belize.
Yeah.
But I'm so blown away.
Wow, that is crazy.
And, like, all the people at his doctor's office is probably...
Yeah, I can't, like...
Like, what do you do when you...
It doesn't seem real.
Right. Like, what do you do when your doctor gets murdered?
When did this happen?
Well, they think Sunday, because everyone found out Monday.
Oh, man. Oh, wow, it's fresh. How did your mom find out?
Because it was on the news. She happened to hear her doctor's name. She heard Dr. Swank.
Oh.
And she kind of, like, looked at the news, like, why are they...
Cause that's so sad.
She just had an appointment, like, you know, a few months ago. Because you have to see him every 6 months.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God, my doctor's been murdered.
Wow.
That's, like...
Crazy.
Yeah.
Totally crazy.
All right, Lorraine, how about you? Give us your day in 30 seconds.
Follow up that.
I'm not even going to try. I had to clean up after the party. That's what I did yesterday. I went to the new house and I cleaned.
I saw you following me home yesterday. Is that where you were off to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you find your way there without the GPS?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I can do it now.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was proud of myself. Lorraine threw a barbecue at Chateau de Lorraine, the name of her mansion in Ballantyne.
Or Dallas Palace, if you're talking to her husband.
The Dallas Palace.
Yep.
I found it. I'd only been there once, and I found it without GPS on Sunday when I went for the barbecue.
Cool.
I didn't use GPS either. It's very easy to get to.
Yeah, here's what you guys do. You go into...
No.
It's a country club. And I'm starting there.
So my day in 30 seconds was, Amanda and I, you know, it sucks reality. Like when you have to adult and Amanda and I are like, all right, we have to pay the rest for our trip that we're taking when we go on vacation. We're going to Folly Beach. So that money was due. And then like we were talking about bills and Amanda has to have a tooth extracted and that's expensive. And we're lining things up. So I pounded back some wine and got through that.
Right.
And then I said, you know what? It's kind of nice outside. It wasn't hot yet. And so I went outside and trimmed my bushes, Roy. And when you trim your bushes, you got to do it in a way that if you're not careful, just like a haircut, you can, you know, take off too much.
Yeah.
And I took off too much on one of my tall bushes. Now,
oh, no.
Amanda was upstairs getting ready to go to bed and, like, you know, relaxing. So I didn't warn her, and I'm hoping that she doesn't notice and that the bush grows back before
I have
she
a
sees
feeling
the baldness.
Your wife's going to notice your bush.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, so do you cut all the other bushes to match your bush that you messed up?
No, no. The one bush is a different type of bush, the bush that I shaved. I'm supposed to be making it a point, and I went too sharp.
I am too immature for this conversation. I trim my bushes all the time.
You live in an apartment. You do not trim your bushes. Stop it. And then all of a sudden it started lightning out.
Yeah, it was scary storm.
I mean, like...
It stormed last night?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was up until like 10:30. It was storming
itself. I was going to say, at what time?
It was like around 10:30. I don't know. It came yeah. kind of out of nowhere. All of a sudden my phone started buzzing and it said severe thunderstorm warning. And I was like, where? The sun's still out here in Waxhaw.
Not at 10:30.
No. All right, we got a ton to do. We're going to tell you Roy's day yesterday spent with a Panthers player.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So yesterday, Roy, you got to do something really cool. You were up at Academy Sports. Where was it? In Huntersville?
We were up in Mooresville. Up the in Mooresville? Brand new one off of Talbert Road. And
Plug Bell.
Yeah, Plug Bell. And Charlotte native and Panther quarterback Will Greer was there.
Look at you with the knowledge.
I know. It's not like I was prepped before I arrived.
But how can Will Greer be the quarterback when the quarterback we know is?
Cam Newton.
Right. How does that work?
Someone had to draw a map. And pretty much from what I understanding, if Cam is hurt, Will steps in.
Yeah.
Look at you. Yeah.
There you go. Will Greer's from here.
Yeah, he's, well.
Where did he go to high school? Do you know?
No. Mm-hmm. I do know that he went to West Virginia and he was a Mountaineer.
Right. That is true. So he signed autographs and stuff and hung out?
Yeah, you know, those autographs only guaranteed for the first 300 people. But I'm telling you, there's probably 1,000 people there. It was so many people.
He went to Davidson Day School, by the way, in Davidson.
And Roy, you said that he, like, met everyone.
Met everybody.
That's
when
awesome.
When I left, the line was gone. Now, at one point, the line was wrapped around the entire store. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was massive. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't even comprehend how many people were waiting in line. And then he met every single person. He was super nice, super good guy.
He's got the brother and the sister who are like viral video people, right? Aren't they? Nash?
Oh, Nash Greer. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nash
Greer. Right.
Yep. Uh-huh. They do a bunch of YouTube videos.
Yeah. It says here Vine videos, which I find
funny. Yeah, but Vine's now done. I didn't see his famous... siblings, but
so did you tell Will that you were going to be taking part tomorrow in something called Spray Tan Sports Trivia?
Let me tell you how smooth I am. I didn't want to lead on that I'm an idiot when it comes to sports.
Hmm. You're not an idiot. You're just not. I'm not aware.
So I didn't tell him I was the one participating in the dumb sports trivia, mm-hmm. and he wanted to participate. He wanted to be part of the game. So he asked everyone a question. I recorded audio and he asked a question.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
And I don't know. I have no clue.
You didn't get any of them?
Don't understand.
Okay.
And then
hand those over to Nicole.
I will.
Dang it.
No clue.
By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, tomorrow at 7 a.m., Roy, who is our resident non-sports fan, is going to be playing against someone who knows less about sports than he does, which is truly amazing. And we're talking about basic stuff here. Like just basics. Like the NBA stands for...
The National Basketball Association.
Very good.
Good job.
Now, I'm not sure our intern Josh is going to know that. And if intern Josh doesn't know that, I'm a teammate of Josh's. So for every question that intern Josh gets wrong tomorrow at 7 a.m. on Spray Tan Sports Trivia, I get sprayed with spray tan on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a lot. And then for everyone you get wrong, Loren gets sprayed with the spray tan.
Yeah.
Now, I really wanted to ask him how much he would pay for a coach seat like Cam Newton.
Mm.
Oh.
But man, when I put out the recording device, his posse looked very worried.
Oh, okay.
Like they were like, oh, we're doing audio, you know? Like
that
like,
oh, we're doing this? Yeah. This is what we're doing. We need a minute with...
And then someone's like, didn't know we were doing that. You know, like all the signs of don't do it, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that you're recording audio. Everyone's staring at me.
Oh, take it easy. It's good publicity for Will. Come on. He's a local guy. What are we going to do?
And while I was there, by the way, because a lot of our listeners was there, I was going around and taking photos of everyone in line. and someone sneezed right into my face.
Oh, no.
I felt the liquid droplets go into my mouth while I was smiling.
And Roy is patient zero. He catches everything.
I know. I tried not to freak out. So there's also now a chance, I guess, technically, I gave Will whoever sneezed into my mouth.
We call that the Academy Sports flu.
Yeah.
Thanks to Academy Sports for letting Roy and Will come hang out at your newest store in Mooresville. Congratulations.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Yeah. So yesterday, Roy, you got to do something really cool. You were up at Academy Sports. Where was it? In Huntersville?
We were up in Mooresville. Up in the Mooresville? Brand new one off of Talbert Road. And
Plug Bell.
Yeah, Plug Bell. And Charlotte native and Panther quarterback Will Greer was there.
Look at you with the knowledge.
I know. It's not like I was prepped before I arrived.
But how can Will Greer be the quarterback when the quarterback we know is
Cam Newton?
Right. How does that work?
Someone had to draw a map, and pretty much from what I understanding, if Cam is hurt, Will steps in.
Yeah.
Look at you. Yeah.
There you go. Will Greer's from here.
Yeah, he's, well.
Where did he go to high school? Do you know?
No. Mm-hmm. I do know that he went to West Virginia, and he was a Mountaineer.
Right. That is true. So he signed autographs and stuff and hung out?
Yeah, you know, those autographs only guaranteed for the first 300 people. But I'm telling you, there's probably 1,000 people there. It was so many people.
He went to Davidson Day School, by the way, in Davidson.
And Roy, you said that he, like, met everyone.
Met everybody.
That's
when
awesome.
When I left, the line was gone. Now, at one point, the line was wrapped around the entire store. It was massive. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't even comprehend how many people were waiting in line. And then he met every single person. He was super nice, super good guy.
He's got the brother and the sister who are like viral video people, right? Aren't they? Nash?
Nash Greer.
They do a bunch of YouTube videos.
Yeah. It says here Vine videos, which I find
Vine. Yeah, but Vine's now been over. I didn't see his famous siblings, but
so did you tell Will that you were going to be taking part tomorrow in something called Spray Tan Sports Trivia?
Let me tell you how smooth I am. I didn't want to lead on that I'm an idiot when it comes to sports.
Hmm. You're not an idiot. You're just not. I'm not aware.
So I didn't tell him I was the one participating in the dumb sports trivia, mm-hmm. and he wanted to participate. He wanted to be part of the game. So he asked everyone a question. I recorded audio and he asked a question.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
And I don't know. I have no clue.
You didn't get any of them?
Don't understand.
Okay.
And then
hand those over to Nicole.
I will.
Dang it.
No clue.
By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, tomorrow at 7 a.m., Roy, who is our resident non-sports fan, is going to be playing against someone who knows less about sports than he does, which is truly amazing. And we're talking about basic stuff here, like just basics, like the NBA stands for
the National Basketball Association.
Very good.
Good job.
Now, I'm not sure our intern Josh is going to know that. And if intern Josh doesn't know that, I'm a teammate of Josh's. So for every question that intern Josh gets wrong tomorrow at 7 a.m. on Spray Tan Sports Trivia, I get sprayed with spray tan on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a lot. And then for everyone you get wrong, Loren gets sprayed with the spray tan.
Yeah.
Now, I really wanted to ask him how much he would pay for a coach seat like Cam Newton.
Mm.
Oh.
But man, when I put out the recording device, his posse looked very worried.
Oh, okay.
Like they were like, oh, we're doing audio, you know? Like
that one. Oh, we're doing this?
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing.
We need a minute with
And then someone's like, didn't know we were doing that. You know, like all the signs of don't do it. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that you're recording audio. Everyone's staring at me.
Oh, take it easy. It's good publicity for Will. Come on. He's a local guy. What are we going to do?
And while I was there, by the way, because a lot of our listeners was there, I was going around and taking photos of everyone in line. And someone sneezed right into my face.
Oh, no.
I felt the liquid droplets go into my mouth while I was smiling.
And Roy is patient zero. He catches everything.
I know. I tried not to freak out. So there's also now a chance, I guess, technically, I gave Will whoever sneezed into my mouth.
We call that the Academy Sports flu.
Yeah.
Thanks to Academy Sports for letting Roy and Will come hang out at your newest store in Mooresville. Congratulations.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Cosmo Magazine put together a list of jobs most likely to get the right swipe, which is the good swipe, Loren. You and I wouldn't know that because we never dated on Tinder.
Right.
But the right swipe, according to Cosmo, the most popular professions for women to swipe on.
Okay.
Actually, I take that back. These are the most popular professions for men to swipe on.
Women. Okay.
Five is a lawyer. Four is in the marketing business. Three is if you're in the fashion industry.
Hold on. Can I just go back for 1 second?
Yeah.
So guys want to date a lawyer?
Yes.
Good. I thought for sure that would be like the last thing on the list because guys hate to lose arguments.
Yeah,
but I think there's something really, really attractive about a woman in power.
I do,
like
too.
That. You know what I mean? So three was fashion. Two is in the medicine/health industry. I mean, to date a doctor or a nurse or a pharmacist, somebody who helps people stay healthy, I think that's awesome. And then the number one most popular profession for men to swipe on when it comes to women is finance. Which, I don't know.
This seems boring to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, opposites attract, too. So maybe they need help in the finance department.
That's true also. Maybe it gives them some sense of adulting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I do know someone who was married to somebody who worked at B of A, and she did very well for herself. She was the breadwinner in the house, and now they're since retired and living at the beach. So.
Good for them.
Oh, that's really good for them.
I guess maybe that person did it right.
Yeah.
All right, Cosmo said, here's the most popular professions for women to swipe right on when it comes to men. Real estate.
Oh,
Roy,
hey.
Congratulations.
look at that. Real estate broker. Hey.
Y'all have great photos, though.
Everyone has phenomenal glamour shots. And by the way, so like, Manny brought this up to me. Like, all the other real estate agents, like, wear suits and look professionals, and all my shots are me in like a t-shirt and a button-up.
He's got a button-up. Right. He looks like Paul Bunyan.
So if you want to buy a house from your regular Joe, that's me.
So number five was a real estate agent. Women are also swiping on men who are in the consulting industry. Women are swiping
on... Well, hang on. Mm-hmm. I always thought when you're in the consulting industry, that's like... a sign that you really don't have a job.
Yeah.
No.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, man.
You're a consultant? Okay.
I met someone over the weekend who was driving one of those brand new Jeep pickup trucks at the Home Depot, and I got talking to him. He just moved down here from New Jersey, and he's a consultant for Apple. And I'm like, where are you living? And he told me the neighborhood. I was like, I'm in the wrong business.
Wow.
He could consult from anywhere. He picked to move to Charlotte.
Okay.
And then three is, again, medicine, health. Two, computer and technology. And the number one thing that women like to swipe on, the number one profession women like to swipe on Tinder.
Don't, wait.
Finance.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, the finance people love each other.
Yeah. Yep. That's great.
Yep. So there you have it. We'll put that list up, too, so you could check it out, ladies and gentlemen, at kiss951.com.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Chris Pratt and his new wife, Catherine, are officially on their honeymoon in Hawaii. But that's not all they're using this trip to celebrate. Chris is turning 40. So they're using it to celebrate his 40th birthday as well.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Not his father-in-law like that.
Cardi B, she will be celebrating Baby Culture's first birthday on July 10th. And not only are they throwing a $400,000 party. Yes, you heard that right.
Yeah, she not heard about your barbecue.
Not a $400 party, a $400,000 party. And she is gifting Baby Culture with a piece of jewelry, a pendant and necklace, filled with diamonds, white gold, and vibrant enamel colors from her favorite TV show, Word Party.
Oh, good for you.
And if your kids watch Word Party, try to get that tune out of your head today because my son watches it too. American Horror Story 1984 gets a premiere date. We can officially watch it, of course, on FX on September 18th, starting at 10 p.m. And
speaking of premieres, The Hills premiered last night, but it didn't come on until 10, and I didn't watch it.
I know. I want to talk to you about that, too, because I have audio from it. We'll do it in the 7:30 Dirty. Because I didn't realize that Brody Jenner's wife's name is also Caitlyn. So he has a Caitlyn Jenner, and then his dad is also Caitlyn Jenner. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, Emma Roberts is... confirmed to be on the next American Horror Story in 1984.
What's that one based with? Because everyone has like a theme. Is that the election year?
No, I think it's the horror stories, I think, the slasher films.
Oh, okay.
The 80s slasher films.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just piggybacking on the success of Stranger Things taking place in the 80s.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Stranger Things is back July 4th.
Mm-hmm. I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
Looks awesome.
And Mandy Moore almost gave up on acting right before she got her This Is Us role. She said that she had gone through years of not being able to land roles. And
yeah, we know.
Like, yeah, and thinking like maybe this isn't you know, a good profession for me.
I just thought she was taking a break. I didn't think that she wasn't getting roles.
No, she was trying, man.
She was like she had a role on the TV show Entourage for a little while.
Oh, by the way, she was such a phenomenal actress.
Was she on Entourage?
Yeah, she played Mandy Moore.
Huh.
He dated her.
Really?
Vinny Chase.
Hmm. Interesting.
And then he fell in love with her and fell in love too hard.
How long was she on the show?
Like a season.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What season did I miss? I love Entourage.
Bro, I'm really shocked by this whole story.
Watch me be entirely wrong. Yeah. It's like Lindsay Lohan or something. No, it was Mandy Moore.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's your dirty.
This is kind of cool. SpaceX. The Elon Musk rocket ship company that will fly you into space
mm-hmm.
is doing something that a lot of people are getting on board with, literally. They're shooting this into outer space, I think tonight at 11 p.m. And I have a question I want to ask you. If you're not shooting it into outer space, what are you going to do with it, you guys?
Okay.
You'll know what I mean coming up in under 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss95.1, we're the main Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Where would you want your ashes spread if you passed away and you so chose to have your ashes spread somewhere? A lot of people take them to the beach. Some people take them to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why we ask is because SpaceX, that Elon Musk rocket company that basically took over for NASA. They were supposed to do it today, but I guess they did it in the middle of the night, Loren. They launched a rocket. It's the Falcon Heavy rocket from Cocoa Beach, Florida. And it launched with a bunch of satellites and the ashes of 152 humans.
Whoa.
Okay. I'm not mad at it.
The company is delivering the cremated remains of its clients who spent between $5,000 and $12,000 for the service.
I don't know if I spent $5,000 for it.
The remains are in capsules provided by a memorial company, like Celestial,
I guess, you know.
Celestis Memorial mm-hmm. Space Flights.
Okay.
The company pays for any available location in spaceflight to carry the cremated remains of its clients who spend between $5,000 and $12,000. So it's not like you didn't book through SpaceX. You had to book through this other company. Then they got you on the rocket, which is cool. The only thing I couldn't find, and I did a lot of research, is are they jettisoning the ashes or are they coming back when the rocket falls down? You know,
no, they'll spread them in space, I'm sure.
Yeah. Where do you want your ashes spread?
You guys,
oh, God. What? Neiman Marcus?
No.
She's going to say her home country of Italy, but it's not her home country.
No. I've always wanted to see the world. So the places that I don't get to go on my bucket list, I would like somebody to go to those places and spread little bits of my ashes in all those places.
That's so annoying. That's so annoying.
So we have to pay. Are you leaving us money for the flights?
I mean, you could use like my life insurance policy if you wanted to.
I mean, I'm not paying.
Okay.
God forbid anything happens to you.
Lauren is literally leaving a to-do list.
Like, I am. She's like, my poor husband.
Like, hey, I'm dead, but a couple things you got to get done.
Yeah, and I will haunt you. Mine's simple. I told Amanda this. In fact, it's so funny. Not even knowing about this article, we talked about it this past weekend. She was telling her mom that I want my ashes spread at the, like, I grew up, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes away from a park that I always played in. Had tennis courts, football field, baseball field, and like a playground.
Mm-hmm.
And whether I was riding my bike through the woods back there or we were throwing the football around or just playing, like, that's where I want it. It's called La Trenta Field in Montvale, New Jersey.
And kids really? Play there? That's not creepy to you?
And well, it doesn't have to. Well, yeah, spread them thin.
What if a dog pees on you?
That's okay. listen, when you go into the environment, right, you got to deal with the elements. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even want your ashes.
I don't. Well,
tell everyone what you want after you pass away.
I don't mind if I'm in some sort of a tomb or like a building,
because I'm sure that's going to be cheap. Like, or, you're better off going on my trip and spreading me on
the... It's very bougie of
me. Or if you do give me ashes, I don't want you spreading me around like that. Just put me up on your mantle so I can stare at you.
Yeah. That's how my my best friend's dad passed away, and his wife has the ashes up, you know, on the mantle. I don't know. I want to be spread.
You do?
Yeah.
Me too.
And I even have the song in my will that I want played while the spreading happens.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I don't share that.
Really?
Personal between me and my wife, yeah. How about you, producer Nicole? Where would you want your ashes spread?
Okay, NC bear State? With me. I want to be an eternal reef.
Oh, my gosh. That's so stupid. That's just as stupid as the...
He called it stupid.
It helps the environment, and I get turned into a reef for generations to come.
Like a reef in the ocean?
Yes.
You don't even like the ocean. I can't get you to swim in the ocean now.
Well, when I'm dead, I don't have to worry about sharks.
Sharks don't like ash from what we hear. So
maybe you could spread me in a panda zoo exhibit. I like pandas.
Hopefully by the time you die, there won't be a thing.
There won't be pandas in a zoo, right?
Yeah, look, Nicole, pandas need zoos. They don't attack other animals. They're victims. Look it up.
A shocking revelation out of the zoo in China today, as the panda went from black and white to all black, and no one knows why.
I'm tainted in the soil. I'm spreading funguses. Yeah,
he rolled in your ashes, and now he's all black. There's no white to be had.
Don't worry, just
bad. Shoot us a text message if you want your ashes spread somewhere cool. 704-570-9595. Yeah, of course, it's kind of a weird thing to ask you, but I mean, SpaceX taking people into outer space as we speak right now, 152 people and their ashes are on board that rocket. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, I always get sick? You'd spread my ashes somewhere, and, like, that's where, like, 1,000 mushrooms would form or something. Some fungus.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Oh, man.
So, this is really cool. Speaking about text messages, you can text us anytime at 704-570-9595. We got a text message from someone internationally. Jessica used to live in Charlotte, I believe, and now she lives in this other country. We're going to call her live on the air and say hi, and we love our international listeners. So that's going to happen, you guys. Let's do that in like 7 minutes, okay?
All okay. Right. Okay.
I'm on board.
Thank you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This Friday morning off of Old Sardis Road.
Yes, we're doing our show live from the Dunkin'.
Yeah, they have a grand opening of a new Dunkin' over there, and we're going to be joining them for the celebration.
In Strawberry Hill, y'all.
Is that what the area is called, Strawberry Hill?
Yes. And we're going to be outside doing the broadcast this time because it's going to be nicer out. You know, back when we did the Fam Jam Fridays where we went to all those Dunkins, we were inside. Now you can just drive by and throw stuff at us. You don't even have to get out of your car.
Great.
So that's happening this Friday morning. Also, Kiss95.1 is where you should head over to the website, kiss95.1.com, to win a pair of tickets to see Cirque du Soleil at the Spectrum Center this July. Loren, we're getting some interesting text messages in regards to where you want your ashes spread after we said that SpaceX, the rocket, is currently going into outer space with 153 ashes on board from different people.
Yes.
And so would that be 153 people?
Yeah.
I guess that's 153 passed away people. where else do people want their ashes?
People want to be put into fireworks. And they want to go out with a bang.
Hey-o!
I want to be put into a tree pod. And grown as a tree.
Okay.
I would like my ashes to be spread at Miami Dolphins Stadium so the Dolphins can continue to walk over me. Okay.
Was that from you? You used to be a cheerleader.
No, it wasn't me.
Somebody else wants their ashes in a reef too, producer Nicole.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah.
You know, Manhattan, all over.
To my luck, I get put my ashes spread in Charlotte, and then they build like an apartment on top of me. So annoying.
Then you can haunt it.
Hey, we are just about 3 minutes away from calling an MRL show family member who is in a different country. She just texted in. An international call coming up.
That's Khalid Tonk on Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss95.1. We're the Manny, Roy, and the Rand Morning Show, and we got a text message from someone named Jessica. from the United Kingdom.
It's not easy to dial international, Roy.
Yeah, I know. You have to like do like 10.
It is so many.
01144.
Yeah. Start with 011.
I got it. I think I got it. Okay. Here, let me put it up.
Calling it internationally.
Oh.
Jessica?
Hi.
Hi, it's the Main Year One of the Rim Morning Show in Charlotte, North Carolina, USA.
Oh my God. Hi.
Hi.
Stand by. We have a special guest for you that wants to say hi.
Oh my God, okay.
Hello, Jessica. It's the Queen Mummy. Oh my gosh, Queen Elizabeth.
And she has since come back to England after living in Charlotte for 5 years, eh?
Yeah. I thought so. I was about to say, because your British accent sucks.
We are throwing you out. Get out, Jessica.
It goes and it comes.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now I can hear it better.
You sent us a text message to say you'd love a shout-out. How do you listen to us?
So basically, I listen to you on my computer because that's the only way I can do it.
Oh, my gosh. There's the British accent.
Mm-hmm. Fake, by the way. Now she's putting on a show.
I appreciate the show, Manny. Leave her alone.
do you stream us live or do you listen to the podcast?
Both, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. What do you do?
So currently I work in, it's like Folly Farm. It's like a farm. I'm a mascot.
You're a mascot?
What?
Yeah.
Like, are you in a costume?
I'm in a horse costume or, there's a lemur.
That's amazing.
It's sort of like, an amusement park and a zoo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, so you're like an actor, actress.
Yeah.
So what did you do here in Charlotte when you lived here?
So I lived really close to Carowinds, and I was only 11 when I left, so I was still quite young.
Interesting.
So you moved from here back to England. What part of England do you live in?
I actually live in Wales. So I live in Pembrokeshire in Wales.
Okay.
Where is that in relation to the Queen?
Really far away.
Really far away, okay.
You have a pen and paper? We want to write a note for you to hand deliver to her.
Well, I actually met Prince Charles face-to-face.
Oh, my gosh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What would you do? Yeah, were you in your horse costume?
Sadly not, no. It was actually, they were coming down to do like country visits, and I come out and talk to people. My granddad, local minister. So, yeah, I came and said hello.
So where are you currently?
I'm in my house.
Oh, you're in your house.
So did you pick the horse costume?
You can't get over that one, huh?
No, I can't.
She said she's a lemur, too.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the farm mascot.
Yeah, well, see, we've got Lily the lemur, and she's my favorite because she's a girl, whereas the horse is a boy, and it's a bit more awkward then.
We were taken back by the fact that you listened to us all the way in England.
And we did determine that you just listened to us when you were younger.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. We'd always have Kiss On in the car.
Does all your friends know that you listen to us in the morning?
My mom and dad do, but my friends don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't share that information with anyone. That's rather embarrassing, isn't it?
They're probably like, who are them hillbillies? Well, they don't say hillbillies over there. But like, who are those crazy people you're listening to with the funny accents?
Yeah, those blokes. You have a boyfriend over there, Jessica?
Yes, I do.
You want to do War of the Roses on him? We've never done an international War of the Roses before.
Oh, my God. No, but my sister actually lives in Charlotte now.
Oh, she
really?
Does?
Oh, so do you come back and visit?
Basically, she has a boyfriend who lives there. And, he's now her husband, basically. Now she just moved over there. So I'm really happy for her.
Okay. Is there any way you could spread the word about us over there? We could use some international listeners.
Yeah, I don't want everybody to think that, you know, my Queen Mummy is very offensive. It's just a joke, you know.
No. It's fine. I was expecting Queen Charlotte, you know, in the airport.
We are the Queen City.
That's right. And the baby's named after us.
Yep.
yeah.
Maybe Charlotte, indeed, yes. All right, Jessica, put your horse costume back on and head back out to the farm now.
Okay.
Do you stand on all fours when you're the horse?
No.
Are you the rear or the front?
It's all one.
Oh, it's a stand-up horse.
Oh, that's a talented horse walking on two legs.
It is, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening all the way in England, you guys. And we have
Wales.
To give her the... In Wales. We have to give her the proper goodbye.
Okay.
Cheerio.
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 Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Jessica. Hey, that's really cool.
I couldn't get... I was hung up on her job. I couldn't get past it.
I was hung up on the fact that she, like, slips in and out of the accent.
I know. That's so weird.
But I guess it's true. Like, when I go back to Pittsburgh, holy cow.
Jeez, yeah. I know someone here who I buy my bagels from, Nick, at the Bagel Bin, and he is from Long Island and been down here 15 years and still sounds every bit of Long Island. So it
weird,
happens,
man.
You know. Hey, if you listen to us internationally, text us 704-570-9595. By the way, international, Roy, means outside of the 50 states. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You're a Harvard guy now.
Yeah,
I don't have to explain
Harvard
anymore.
Business School, bro.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So I found an article, and it's the people that Americans are most attracted to that are off limits. So if you're crushing on someone you feel like maybe you shouldn't be, call us because I want to hear. And I want to see if they're on this list.
By the way, you could be anonymous when you call us at 704-570-9595. We don't need to know your name. You don't need to say, you know, where you live or anything. But just tell us if you're crushing on someone that you think that you know
is off limits.
Yeah, like your best friend's husband or your best friend's wife.
Yeah, I want to see if they're on this list.
Is that like a harmless thing? Like harmless flirting?
Yeah. I think if you make a move, it's not harmless.
Of course,
but, I mean,
of course.
If you think someone's attractive.
That's the thing. Aren't we all human? And like, isn't it okay to be attracted to someone?
Yeah. Like I used to have a boyfriend and I thought his brother was hotter than he was. And I used to tell him though. I'm like, yo, if anything happens between us, I'm going after your brother. Okay. So Eden Fantasies found that 57% of Americans have a secret desire for someone that they shouldn't. 25% of people saying that they are currently interested in someone who is off limits, that they're currently interested. Like they would make the move.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, now, who are some of the people on the list?
A friend's ex-partner.
Ex-partner?
Yes.
You shouldn't crush on a friend's ex-partner?
No, that's girl code. A parent's friend. Your boss. An ex.
Hold, sorry.
Okay.
We've had people call in and say that when they crushed on the boss and they started dating the boss, things turned out okay. They got raises, they got better schedules, and they got to go on vacation a lot.
Okay. That's not good. That's not the way you get raises. Or, yeah.
No, we had the calls like that. 704-570-9595. Somebody out there has got to be crushing on someone, and you know it's wrong. Like we said, you could be anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to hear you.
By the way, 70% of these people that they surveyed say that they've either acted on it or plan to act on these feelings.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was just like harmless flirting.
No.
By the way, ours can be, if you call in, it could be harmless. Like we don't need to hear from people who acted on it.
No.
And maybe you're crushing on the doctor you work with. I don't know. You know what I mean? But that sure makes going to work a lot easier, doesn't it?
Maybe you're crushing on your doctor. Like Roy and I used to have a dentist that was pretty hot.
I can't wait to get my teeth clean.
You guys had the whitest teeth. They told you to stop coming. Yeah. We're starting to take off enamel.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You sure you did fine? I was eating candy every day. I'm trying to get cavities.
You're trying to get cavities. All right. So your ex's siblings are on here. A teacher. Your ex's friends. Somebody 20 years older or younger than you.
What about the, flirt with the FedEx or UPS guy?
Yeah, I told you that. My wife, thank God the UPS guy stopped delivering to her office, but she was like, oh my God.
You didn't have anything to do with his route?
I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The letter you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And him wearing them short shorts. You were scared about them thick thighs. All right, let's talk with Josh in Vail.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Josh. Who are you crushing on?
Man, I'm telling you what, my dental hygienist is probably the prettiest woman I've ever seen in my life.
Mm. Now, does she know that you find her attractive?
I think so. I'm telling you, I get jittery every time I get in her dentist chair.
Yeah, come to think of it, when I was single and living in California, I had a rather attractive dental hygienist who was single. And I was afraid to date her, though, Josh, because I didn't want to go out to dinner and have her judge that I didn't floss after my meal. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I kept away from that.
Maybe never
flossed.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I haven't asked her out yet. But I'm telling you, the next time I go back, I'm probably just going to go ahead and make that move.
Do it!
Ask her out, man. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
You're exactly right, and I ain't scared of nothing.
No, hey. Buddy. Good luck, Josh.
And keep us updated. Well, like, y'all end up dating.
Have a great day.
You too.
And
may the force be with your teeth.
But hey, maybe later you can come over and look at my toothpaste.
704-570-95. Mind if I show you my dental floss? No, get you going.
You're going to love the way I use them floss sticks in my mouth.
704-570-9595. There's got to be more people out there crushing on someone.
You know, it's an electric toothbrush.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody said that they are crushing hard on a coworker through a text message, area code 704. Crushing hard on a coworker, but yeah. We are both married. So.
Don't make that move.
Brush in the morning and at night. What do you think about that, girl?
After I pick you up for the date, before we go to the restaurant, I got to stop and get some scope. Is that okay? I'm really trying to encourage her.
Yeah.
We got some people on hold. We'll get to those phone calls here in a minute. We want to remind everyone, though, that tomorrow at this time, we will have a spray gun spraying Loren and myself with spray tan lotion, self tanner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's going to mark us up. And we're doing something called spray tan sports trivia.
So me and intern Josh know nothing about sports, but Maney has been studying and educating Josh. Loren has been studying me. We're going to have a sports trivia face-off. For every question I get incorrect, Loren gets doused with spray tan. Every question that Josh gets incorrect, Maney gets doused with spray tan.
It's basic, y'all. So don't feel like you're going to be listening to going,
you'll probably know these.
You should know these. And just our friend Roy and our intern Josh just have no idea.
Yep.
I mean, no idea. I asked Josh behind the scenes what was the local basketball team called, and he's not joking. And I swear he's not joking when he said the Knights.
Well, you know, and when I was at Academy Sports and Outdoors up in Mooresville yesterday, Carolina Panther Will Greer was there, and he wants to play too. So he's going to be on the show to give us a question as well.
Same with Cody Zeller from the Hornets. He heard about it, and he has a question he wants to ask you guys.
Good. All the celebrities are wanting to see how dumb we are.
The celebrity athletes are going to be firing out basic sports questions tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Spray tan sports trivia, 7:05 right here on the MRL show. Up next, though, people that are being holding back a crush. Someone's crushing on a married man. We'll find out more details on that in under five.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Welcome to the Maney Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up. Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is this?
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren, you found this article about people you shouldn't be crushing on, but you know what? We're all human, and sometimes you can't shut those crushes down.
Yeah.
Well, we have people on hold who crushed on people, and even in one case, it worked out.
This is Lisa. Welcome to the Maney Roy and the Red Show.
Hi.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I moved into an apartment complex, and there was someone that lived in the apartment below me. And we were crushing on each other, and we finally made the move, and now we're married a year and a half.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Now, you also sent us a text message, and we called you back. Tell everyone what else is the interesting thing about your relationship.
We are 21 years apart.
Ooh.
Hey, my parents were 24 years apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So clearly he's 21 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you sound 30, so...
Yeah. I'm actually turning 51 in August.
Oh, my way. Gosh. I wouldn't believe that.
Mm-mm.
At all.
That's awesome, yeah, Lisa.
I get that a lot. I don't look my age at all.
All right, real quick, before I know you got to get...
I look like 35.
Oh, that's amazing.
You sound 35. We know you got to get into work. Who made the first move? To say hello and to start the flirting.
Well, I don't know. I guess to say hello, it was kind of mutual, but he made the first move.
Okay. All right. Well, happy marriage, and thanks for texting. Have a great day at work, okay?
Okay, thanks.
There you go. Wow. Hey, women goals, huh? 51, looks 35, right. Married to a 21-year-old.
I love it. This is Anonymous in Waxhaw.
Hi.
Hello. So tell us who you crushing on.
Okay, so he's married now, but he and I were dating before he got married. And because his parents are into arranged marriages, they forced him to choose either me and his family or get married to who they want him to get married to and dump me.
He dumped you.
So, I told him that family is more important and that he needs to choose his family over me.
Oh, so you let him go.
Yeah, unfortunately. It was a hard decision, and it still hurts now, but... he has his family, and I'm happy for him.
You still check him out on social media and have that secret
we're
desire?
We're still in contact, actually.
Oh!
Really?
Yeah.
When you say contact, physical?
We're best friends. Oh. He and I were best friends before all this happened.
Wow, and his wife is okay with that?
I don't think she knows.
Ooh. Oh, the plot thickens.
It got better.
And hence the crush.
Yeah.
All right, Anonymous. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thanks for sharing.
Oh, they're Woo. Totally doing it, right?
I mean.
There's some cheating going on, right?
980 texted in and said, I have a crush on my husband's best friend. I've known him for forever, and I've always had a huge crush on him even before I met my husband.
Wow. How about 336 saying, I crush on a guy I see at work, but recently found out he's in a relationship, .. with a guy.
Oh.
So double whammy.
It was like when I came out of the closet, all the women were so upset with me. Remember that?
Yeah, they were like, how dare you? We love you. Oh, there goes my shot with Roy. I still love him. All right, Lorraine, you got the dirty on the 30 coming up.
I do. Ed Sheeran wasn't the first choice for the movie yesterday. I'll tell you who was, and that's coming up in 2 minutes in the dirty.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Manny, there's some Ed Sheeran audio in there. Could you pull that, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, so Jordan Woods, she just announced a new clothing line, and she, of course, has been the subject of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and their season finale, they just dealt with the Tristan Thompson, Jordan Woods cheating scandal on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So I guess she's taking, you know, that old saying, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. Well, she's making a clothing line. And
well, Roy says you can't make lemonade. There's what? An article on kiss951.com.
No. Yes, you can't sell lemonade in the state of North Carolina. You can't have a lemonade stand.
It's illegal. We should legalize it.
By the way, the kids on my block are, I mean, just scandalous then.
I'm going to take them to jail.
Don't you dare.
I'm going to take them to jail until we start changing, start the lemonade movement.
I'm protecting the South Charlotte lemonade stands. All right. So anyway, it will be an online collaboration, and it will be a size-inclusive collection with everything from dresses to denim outerwear. And Ryan Reynolds, he just, you know, he's got that aviation gin now. Well, he just penned himself a fake Amazon review, which people are now talking about, under the name Champ Nightingale. And his mom said that she knew it was him the whole time. As soon as she read it, she said it's got Ryan written all over it.
Mm. That's funny.
Yeah.
I found a certain country music singer's famous, he has like a fake Facebook account.
Oh, really? And you found it?
I found it.
How do you know it's him?
Because of some other people in the industry, and they, like, tagged him.
Uh-huh.
And then I started going through, and he, like...
Are there pictures of him on there?
Yeah. Not, like, his profile picture. You wouldn't know. You'd have to, like, really go in. But then, like, you see, like, his personal post, and I felt so invasive. I was like, oh, this is weird.
You know you're showing me, like...
I'll show it to you. But it's so funny when these celebrities think that they can do something and no one would know, and then they find out.
Yeah. Charles Barkley He disapproves of Space Jam 2. He says, I don't know. Space Jam 1 was amazing. We don't need 2. I hate when people take something that was really good and a classic and try to make it new again.
He also is big on Michael Jordan.
Yeah, they're besties.
The best player ever. And LeBron James is a wannabe. That's basically what he says.
All right. And Ed Sheeran, he's in the new movie Yesterday, but he wasn't the first person who was offered the role.
Because he teased us rotten because he found out we'd asked Chris Martin first. So he never let us forget that. And he accused us of asking Harry Styles second, which isn't true. We did ask Chris Martin first. So he teases us rotten about that. So he gives us as good as he gets.
Oh, that's good. That whole concept of Yesterday is awesome. And it just
Have you seen the movie yet?
No, I'm aware of it. You know, I've watched the trailer and I'm excited to see it. The whole fact that he's the only one that knows about the Beatles and nobody else does, and then he becomes a star with those songs.
Yeah, it's so cool.
That's something like I think about in an elevator ride. You know what? Like, that's just stuff that comes into people's heads, and now all of a sudden it's a movie.
Yeah. Very true.
I'm thinking about doing the same thing with, like, somebody's stand-up routine. Like, maybe I'll just steal Richard Pryor's stand-up routine.
Listen, I don't know if that's going to work out for you so well. Why don't you see the movie first?
Let's let this hit the box office and see how it does.
Uh-huh. All right.
That's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Marin. 13 wins, 704-570-9595. Call now, take down the Pop Princess.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand. Kiss95.1.
Chris, welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. Listen, she has 13 wins. Take her down and throw her out.
All right, gonna happen.
All right, get out of the studio, Lorraine.
All right, going.
You in the car?
I'll see you, Lorraine.
She said, "See you later." Are you in the car by yourself, Chris?
I am with my kids. Two of my kids.
Shout them out real quick. Okay. Here we go. The three of them taking on Lorraine. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode about Jordan Woods and Tristan Thompson, the whole cheating scandal, that aired on Sunday, Chris, whether you know it or not. A day later, she announced her latest clothing line. Which Kardashian was Tristan dating?
Chloe.
This Jurassic World star and Katherine Schwarzenegger are currently celebrating their honeymoon. Who are we talking about? Who's the star who knows how to train raptors? The actor. And three, and two, and one. No answer there, Roy. Cardi B and her husband are getting ready to celebrate their daughter Culture's first birthday. Who's Cardi B's husband?
Offset.
Question four. Meghan Markle appears in the trailer for the upcoming final season of what USA Network show on which she previously starred?
Suits.
And question five. Ryan Reynolds has his own alcohol out now and confessed to writing a fake 5-star review for it on Amazon. What Marvel character is Ryan Reynolds known for playing?
Deadpool.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
It's going to be tough. Woo! Our friend Chris got 4 correct.
All right, let's see.
All right. She's got a mouthful of something.
Protein bar.
The Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode about Jordan Woods and Tristan Thompson cheating, that whole scandal aired on Sunday. And a day later, she announced the clothing line. Which Kardashian was Tristan dating?
Tristan was dating Chloe.
1-1.
This Jurassic World star and Katherine Schwarzenegger are currently celebrating their honeymoon. Which actor are we talking about?
Chris Pratt.
That is correct. No answer from Chris. 2-1.
Same first name too, bud.
Yeah.
That's a stinger. Cardi B and her husband are getting ready to celebrate their daughter Culture's first birthday. Who is Cardi B's husband?
Offset.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
Meghan Markle appears in the trailer for the upcoming final season of what USA Network show on which she previously starred?
Suits.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
All right. Question 5. For the win, Lorraine, Ryan Reynolds has his own alcohol out now and confessed to writing a fake 5-star review for it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
What Marvel character is Ryan Reynolds known for playing?
He's Deadpool.
That is correct. I'm surprised you knew that.
That's the one of the only characters that I know, Thor and Deadpool, and that's it.
Wow. Final score 5-4, Lorraine. You got 14 wins.
Chris, I'm so sorry. All you know what I want to hear.
All right, my name is Chris from Charlotte, and I can't beat the red.
Thanks for playing, Chris.
You and your kids have a great day. Thanks, Chris.
Oh, we're going to get to a War of the Roses. Are you a foodie, Cole? That's what this guy thinks he is. He thinks he's a foodie, Cole. We'll explain and how is this evolved into a cheating scandal in a brand new War in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Ryan, you think that you might be a foodie call. You sent us a message saying that your girlfriend Kelsey only really comes around when there's food attached, or you want to go to dinner with her?
Yeah, I think I'm being used. She's just confusing me. It just bothered me, too. We've been dating for about, like, 3 months now. You know, it started off great. Like, I took her out on a couple of dates. And then by, like, the third date, we ended up kissing. So I was like, okay, you know, I could see this going somewhere. And now, like, anytime I'll text her and say, hey, you want to get food? Or you want to do, like, a movie or anything? She's just, like, always busy. She's just, like, more distant now. Mm-hmm.
So do you think she's using you for food, or do you think she has another boyfriend?
I feel like she's dating somebody else because, like, she's not giving me a bunch of attention at all. And replies late to text sometimes.
Well, you know, Ryan, we've had people call the show before and they love to be social and they love the free meals and they love just to be kind of out. And, you know, you're in this like weird moment where you're only dating for 3 months. And typically we say by like the third month, your relationship should be defined.
Yeah, I thought it was because we have like a great connection and I don't know what happened. Like,
all right, well, maybe there is somebody else, you know? And maybe the other guy that she's dating doesn't ever take her out to eat. I don't know, man. I don't know. But it sounds like either way, maybe she's not, Kelsey's not the right one for you, you know?
I mean, I hope not. But.
All right, well, let's find out. Let's call Kelsey.
Hello?
Hi, Kelsey. My name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and we just opened a brand new division of our company where we are doing getaways. So we went on Instagram, and we did a tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get a free weekend away with the one you love.
Awesome.
Yeah, a little getaway. It's just an overnight stay at Beach Mountain, but if you have someone that you'd like to share it with, I can just take their name and then we'll get their information and call them and let them know that you'll be sharing it with them.
Okay, so this sounds like too good to be true. Am I going to have to like pay for something afterwards, or am I going to have to like pay to get there, or?
No, it's a completely all-inclusive free getaway weekend. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
Well, I'm not really, like, dating anybody, just, like, romantically. I'm not, like, in a serious relationship. I'm just, like, kind of dating around at the moment.
Is there anyone that maybe you're a little bit more serious with than the others that you want to put down to take?
I mean, not really. I'm dating, like, 3 guys right now. It sounds so bad. But, hell, no. It's really casual. It's just, like, dinner, you know, nothing serious.
Somebody named Ryan thought maybe you would send it to him.
Oh.
What are we then?
This is the Manny War of the Rim Morning Show. You're on the radio with a segment called War of the Roses. Typically, it's where we bust cheaters. However, in your weird case,
and that's fine, though.
Yeah.
Kelsey, like, what do you call our dates and when we go out and hang out then? What are you doing? Just wasting my time?
No, I think that's called dating.
Yeah, we're
just dating. We haven't had a
conversation. So you wouldn't even want to take me with you, though?
Exclusive, and I didn't think that we would on the radio.
Yeah, well, that's how I got to get the truth.
Okay, so we're going to stop the War of the Roses right here and continue because it gets more interesting as the conversation on war goes on, as we all realize what being a foodie call really is. And will Kelsey go out on a date with Ryan if a meal isn't included? That's a question that is asked on this War of the Roses.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The foodie call.
Ryan says that he and Kelsey have been dating for about a little over 2 months. They've gone out on a couple dates. And after the third date, they even kissed. But he says, it seems to be like if there's not food involved, he realizes she's not interested in going out with him. He invited her to the come over, watch a movie. And she was like, I can't. I'm tired tonight. Then he invited her to go to sushi and she was all in.
Mm-hmm.
Same night. So there's something there. We'll go back a little bit for you for those people who are just jumping into the car at 8 a.m. to hear a little more of the war.
Is there anyone that maybe you're a little bit more serious with than the others that you want to put down to take?
I mean, not really. I'm dating like 3 guys right now. It sounds so bad. But yeah, no, it's really casual. It's just like dinner, you know, nothing serious.
Somebody named Ryan thought maybe you would send it to him.
Oh.
What are we then?
This is the Man You Wore in the Rim Morning Show. You're on the radio with a segment called War of the Roses. Typically, it's where we bust cheaters. However, in your weird case, you're not.
Yeah, and that's fine, though.
Yeah.
Kelsey, like, what do you call our dates when we go out and hang out then? What are you doing? Just wasting my time?
No, I think that's called dating.
Yeah.
We're just dating. We haven't had a
so you wouldn't even want to take me with you though on
exclusive, and I didn't think that we would on the radio.
Well, that's how I got to get the truth.
Well,
I feel like you're just using me.
Now, Kelsey, there might be something to that if you don't mind us digging in here.
don't mind us prying.
I mean, Ryan says that he has text message proof. That the only time you ever say yes to going out with him is when there's a dinner involved. Like, you've said no to a movie, you said no to hanging out, but then you said yes to, like, sushi night and yes to going out to eat. He called himself a foodie call. Like, you're only using him for food.
Oh, that's embarrassing. I mean, honestly, like, I already said, I'm dating a few guys at the moment. Because I didn't think I was exclusive with any of them.
And that's fair enough. That's fine.
Yeah, you're not cheating. Yeah.
At this point, yeah. I think, I mean, we're moved past the point, we know you're not cheating. I think at this point, we're just trying to help Ryan understand what's the future for you and him.
I mean, I enjoy going out with him.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy going out to eat with me.
I mean, I'm 25. I don't make...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That much money. And so, I mean, if I can get a free meal a couple times, a few times a week, like, of course I'm going to. Like, I'm okay with that.
So you have three guys that are on your foodie call list?
I mean, I wasn't calling it that, but I guess that's the new name.
It's a foodie call. I don't...
Do you like any of them, or are you just literally getting free meals, or...
I mean, I enjoy our time together. I mean, the food's good, but it's not just the food. It's somebody to eat food with.
Would you ever do something with Ryan that didn't include going out to eat? Okay, Ryan, there's your answer. If it wasn't a definitive yes, then you know where you stand.
Yeah, I know where I stand.
All right. Thanks for coming on War of the Roses, Kelsey. And Ryan, good luck, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
Kiss95.1 with the Maney Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
You ever pull a muscle doing something ridiculous? Because I just pulled a muscle turning the microphones on.
Of course. Oh, yeah, man.
My back.
Yeah.
Remember the time I sneezed and broke a rib? Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. The stupidest stuff happens to me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know what? I'm making a note. Later on in the show, we got to talk about when did you accidentally hurt yourself?
I sneezed like really hard. I was in pain for weeks.
Man, hey, we had one of the most interesting wars, I feel like, in 2019 so far.
Yeah, we had a bit of a foodie call. I mean, it's so many people are tweeting us, hashtag foodie call.
That's wow. Awesome. If you were part of a foodie call relationship, whether you want to admit, like, hey, because there's really nothing wrong with Kelsey saying, I'm 25 years old. I don't make a lot of money. If a guy is offering to take me out on a dinner date, I'm down. But know this, I don't know if I want to take it any further.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be your dinner date because I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
If you are part of the whole foodie call situation ever, whether you're on one side or the other, 704-570-9595.
919 texted in and said, this girl needs to move back with her parents. She's acting like a child.
Ooh. Well, she's dating. You know,
they didn't define the relationship. Roy, you said that in the beginning of that War of the Roses.
You got to.
But I will say there's something to dating and then just dating for a meal. Like, I would hope that it would be a little bit more than that. Like, at least even a friendship. You know what I mean? But she doesn't even want to hang out with him if there's no food attached.
It is a little messed up. Like, I had a friend that would go out on dates, people just because she wanted the free meal. And she's like, and he's really nice. He's a good guy. He's not bad because I'm just not attracted to him. And I'm like, yeah. It's like, I really wish you would tell him that because, you know.
But maybe here's the other side of that, Roy. Here's somebody who she says was unattractive. Or at least unattractive to her, she was probably attractive. And you know what? The win for him is he gets to spend a nice dinner with not just the attractiveness, but have conversation with someone that maybe he wouldn't be able to.
Like maybe it will butt into something, and like the looks won't be as important.
Okay, there's that. I'm just thinking you pay for the dinner date. That's it.
Well, then call an escort at that point.
What? No, like, that's entirely different.
No, but like
it's illegal.
It is illegal. Yeah. But like there's these websites. No, there's these websites that are like sugar daddy and everything else, and essentially like that's what he becomes to her by just taking her on dinner dates that. You know,
so then he just
she's not, but he doesn't know that she does is not into him.
It took Ryan 2.5 months to figure it out, though.
Yeah.
But he did figure it out. I would see. I don't think this whole foodie thing happens very often.
Really?
Yeah, because I think for the reason that Lauren said, like people realize it after the first or second date, they're like,
no, I think some people get led on quite a bit.
You do.
I do.
All right, so Roy says foodie calls are a thing.
Yeah.
I'm saying that it's probably not a thing.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, we are the Manny Roy Loren Morning Show.
What's wrong with a foodie call, Loren?
I mean, I guess that's what we're debating right now. If you go out with people just for a free meal, is it okay?
All right, let's talk with Brittany in Salisbury. What do you think?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brittany. So I'm not sure how often this happens because I feel like from the text messages we're getting and from the War of the Roses we did, like, guys catch on. Now, granted, it took our guy, Ryan, 8 dates to catch on, but a lot of people are texting us saying, like, I know within 3 dates whether or not the person is into me or just into the foodie call.
It's actually a real thing. I know several women who, you know, just go out for free meals, free dates, something to do. I don't agree with it. I think it's kind of like preying on people that, I guess, are less fortunate to get a better date. Because usually it is kind of someone that cannot pull that kind of attraction. And it's just not fair.
So Kelsey said that she did it because she's 25, she doesn't have a lot of money, and by the way, we're getting tons of text messages from people who want to help her financially now, like, hey, you need to work on your budget.
Yeah.
But why can't the same be said for the guy then, Brittany, just playing devil's advocate, like, okay, maybe the guy has the money for the meal, but doesn't have company, so he'll just take her out tonight.
Well, that is fine, if it is out in the open, and it's just an agreement that this is company, but when you do it underhandedly, it's taking advantage of that person, and it could be vice versa. What if the guy was going out with the girl and the girl was paying? That's really not okay, unless it's an open thing. You just can't do that to people. I don't think that it's right at all to do something like that. And you know what? It hurts feelings. What if the guy or the girl catches feelings?
Well, Ryan definitely caught feelings on the war. Thanks, Brittany.
We got a text message that was saying exactly what Brittany did. If the roles were reversed and this was a guy using the girl, it would be a much bigger deal. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
This is Rob. Welcome to the Mania Warrior of the Ranch Show. You sent a text in, Rob.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? So I never knew foodie call was an actual thing, and then once I was just listening to the radio, I was like, well, I was a victim of this. I'm originally from New York, and back in like 2013, I was seeing some girl, and she did not want any serious commitment or anything, and I was fine with that. But we went on a couple dates that were food-related. In between those dates, I would say, hey, do you want to come over to my house, watch a movie, something like that? And it was always, she was busy, didn't have time. But every time there was food or going on a dinner date, she was available.
Exactly like Ryan and Kelsey on that war. Exactly the same.
And this was right around a two-month span. So right around 5 or 6 dates in, I re-asked. I was like, hey, do you think this is going to go somewhere? And she was persistent to say, I told you from the beginning, I didn't want nothing serious. We're just kind of hanging out. So I figured, you know, the dates would kind of change things, get her to know me more. So, you know, we just kept doing the same thing, 6, 7, 8 dates. And by the 8th date, I asked her again, and she said the same exact thing. Listen, I told you, I'm not looking for anything serious right now. So I ended up, you know, seeking other options, talking to other girls. She reached out to me saying, oh, hey, I heard you were talking to someone else. What happened? I thought we were, you know, good. And I was like, well, you didn't want to go anywhere with this relationship. So I kind of, you know, moved on.
Yeah.
And she got really, like, I don't know what the word is, but she got really bent over it, you know. Yeah.
So, Rob, do you think, I mean, do you think you read it wrong, or was she just starving and wanted another dinner date?
Another I don't foodie think she call. Was starving, and I don't think she couldn't feed herself. It was more of that she was getting a free meal. And I've heard this before with girls that go to bars. They'll just flirt around with guys, you know, and just try to get as many drinks out of them. And then they just go home with their girlfriends and stuff
that. Thanks,
like,
Rob. Sorry.
But you know, the person I knew that did this, it wasn't a matter of, like not like flirting with to get free drinks. It's like she genuinely liked him, like was a good, like he liked him as a friend.
Right.
Enjoyed his company. But also, she got a free meal out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was free dinner.
Yeah. You know, my mom just sent me a text message and said, Good Morning America's talking about foodie calls right now.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
They must be listening.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, do you guys remember a couple, maybe it was last week, maybe a couple weeks ago, but we told you a story about Mariah Carey having a video leaked of her and Brian Tanaka that looked very intimate between the two of them dancing together while she was still with James Packer.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Mariah is so upset over it, about somebody spilling the beans about what happened behind the scenes. She was stomping her stilettos and so upset, and she is determined to figure out who the rat is.
You know,
her
when
camp.
She stomps her stilettos, it ain't good.
Oh. Yeah. That this is a number one priority right now for her to get to the bottom of it. Also, The Hills premiered last night. And I know Mania is like all over this. I'm sure you have a DVR. So we got to catch up with Brody Jenner and Spencer Pratt. Spencer Pratt was bent out of shape because he didn't get invited to Brody's wedding. But we also learned that Caitlyn Jenner is two people in Brody Jenner's life. I didn't realize that his wife's name is Caitlyn as well. So now when they make dinner reservations, they get mixed up sometimes.
So there's a reservation that Caitlyn Jenner's coming to the club, and everybody got excited that it was your dad and it was your girl.
I have been dating Caitlyn Carter for 4.5 years, and my dad came out and said that he wanted to be called Caitlyn to Caitlyn's.
Oh, Brody, I love you. You are my man crush.
Oh, my gosh.
I know he is for you. But, yeah, so I guess that's a little confusing in his life, too. Ryan Reynolds, he's hyping his booze line, Aviation Gin, and he penned a fake review to himself on Amazon, giving himself 5 stars for the gin as well.
All right. Do you have something for what Lorraine likes?
I sure do.
All right. What's up? what's trending, what does Loren like?
So I love when people send me stuff, and my au pair actually found this one. She sent me this. They are wine glasses that float upright in the pool, and they're only $3.
Oh, that's a good deal.
So they're plastic, and they don't have the bottom on them for you to sit them on anything hard, but they do have the stem on them, which is what makes them float in the pool.
Cool.
Yeah. So we'll have those up for you at kiss951.com for your summer fun.
Today is National Beauticians Day. Congratulations to all the beauticians out there, all the hairstylists, the pedicurists, the manicurists, everybody who makes us look good, the makeup artists. Now, there's a new study out about hairstylists.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
National Beauticians Day. Loren.
Yes.
A beautician can be described as whom?
Your therapist.
Therapist.
Yeah, your therapist for one.
But yes, no, your hairstylist.
Hairstyling, yeah. Skincare, cosmetics, manicures, pedicures, electrology.
What? Yep. What is that?
That's like, I think laser hair removal, I think is what electrology is.
Today is the day to hold your beautician in high regard and high honor. The people who continually train in the best ways to keep us looking our best while keeping up with the latest styles, the best products, treatments, and techniques. And thank you for being our therapist.
I got to call mine. I'm due.
For your hair or your therapist?
Both.
Do you share with your hairstylist?
Yeah.
I just changed mine to a new hairstylist.
Come
to
my girl. Rapport, though.
So I started building the rapport. He's awesome. And a lot of the things that we talk about on the radio, he relates to, like, in his own life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he thinks it's hilarious that my wife is 10 years younger. And I'm like, oh, really? And then, like, after the next visit, he goes, you told me last time that your wife was 10 years younger. I'm dating someone who's 10 years older.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, he's all in. He's all like, in. Yeah, he's all in. He's got a nice, you know, takes him on vacation and stuff. I was like, look at you. Mm-hmm. I said, be careful what you tell me. I'll go on the radio with it.
That's true.
But Roy, yeah, you've been going to yours for a long time.
Gosh, now I think like two, three years. Yeah, she was even, I went to her right after, 2 years ago. She's great. Big fan. She's the one who I said before, she's the only one I talk politics with.
Yeah.
I don't really talk politics with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly don't do it on the show.
What about you, Loren?
My hairstylist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I share a lot with her.
Yeah.
I'm also same there for like 4 hours. Yeah.
Is it
4 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Women's hair is so
color
different.
Color cut. Yeah. It's a whole thing. Process.
And I love that I can easily get my hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
Like she typically has at least one appointment available. Although I feel bad because then I feel like I'm taking her lunch break or something. I don't know why. You know.
Today, as we recognize National Beauticians Day, here's a couple things that hairdressers revealed saying that these are the most annoying things that clients do. Like, they have gross or crusty scalps. They say messy hair is one thing, but when clients come in with, quote, gross hair that hasn't been washed and has crusty scalps, like, remember, we have to touch it.
I wonder what she thinks of mine. Do I have a crusty scalp?
Yeah, it's filthy.
I do have, sometimes have, like, little bumps or, like a pimple or something up there.
Yeah, that's normal, but I think, like, if you haven't washed it and you use, like, you know, like
what?
Stiff hair gel or something, and it's all just gross.
I thought you were going to say dry shampoo. I was like, say it.
These are things hairdressers reveal most annoying things about their clients. Don't cut your hair between appointments. If you're not a hair professional, put down the scissors.
I used to do this when I had bangs. I used to cut my own bangs. And then I used to go in and say, fix it.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't fix it. It's too short now.
Yeah. Like, she knows, It's like a road almost with your hair.
Uh-huh.
And you mess up the road that she created, or he. I say she because mine's a she.
Yeah. Hairdressers say another annoying thing that clients do is having unrealistic expectations. Don't show them a picture of a celebrity that had been worked on for 4 hours before they hit the movie set and expect to look like that.
Oh, see, I think that's realistic. I should be able to show a picture and
really?
Yeah, achieve the same thing.
A salon manager is quoted in this article as saying, we're hairdressers, not plastic surgeons.
Oh, I know I'm not going to look like her facially, but...
Don't move your head too much. That's annoying. Also, have an idea of what you want when you come in.
Yeah.
That's why I like the pictures.
Yeah, or you just say, hey, do it the way we've always done it. Just take a little more off. I love that.
I wish I had my current hairstylist back when we did that TV show.
my Big Fat Fabulous Live. God, I had awful hair.
I gotta go look.
It's the worst.
I think I did too.
There's one episode where my hair was awful and I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and I was overweight. I mean, it was like the worst of all worst.
By the way, all things that people probably pointed out to you by trolling
YouTube
you
comments.
On
Of course they did. Yeah. Of course they did. Just all I have to do is walk down YouTube if I ever want to, you know, walk down, cry. Not, I want to cry.
Aww.
Go to YouTube.
You feeling good about yourself? Feeling on a high? Just go look at your YouTube comments.
YouTube comments. Mm. And then like, so I started seeing my current hairstyle like on our last episode when we fired Whitney.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Of course, then that's when I had good hair.
Yeah.
The episode where everyone thinks we're the villains.
Mm.
You know.
The last thing that they say on National Beauticians Day, these are things that annoy clients, hairdressers say. Don't make vague requests. Don't just say you want the hair color that like Jennifer Aniston because her hair has many shades.
That's true.
Your idea of blonde might be gold to someone else. So use pictures like Loren said to describe. So use the hashtag today, National Beauticians Day, and shout out your beautician. Like you should, because they take care of us. All right, up next, the strange way you injured yourself. I already injured myself this morning doing something ridiculous. Roy broke a rib.
I did.
If you missed how he did it, we'll tell you in under 10 minutes.
My name is Mamie Roy and Lorraine. The MRL Morning Show on demand. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. It's the Mamie Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., we are asking that you stop by Kiss 95.1 on the radio dial or stream us, and you can hear the spray tan sports trivia game that's going to happen.
Hmm.
7 a.m., Roy and Lorraine are a team, and myself, Manny, and our intern, Josh, are a team. What makes it so intriguing is we're not talking about deep sports trivia. We're not going to ask you who won the WBC welterweight heavy championship belt in 1973. All we want to know is, what do you call two guys that are in a ring with boxing gloves on? What's that sport called? And to be honest, I'm not sure my intern Josh knows the answer. I know Roy might or might not, but we found somebody who knows less about sports than Roy.
Oh, yeah, you're going down.
So what happens if Josh gets the question wrong?
If he gets basic it wrong, sports question. Because you're his teacher. You're supposed to be training Josh.
I'm his coach. Mm-hmm.
You're his coach. If he gets it wrong, you get spray tanned. If I get something wrong, because Loren's my coach, she gets spray tanned.
Now, is the spray tan going to look different on me because I'm paler than you? Probably, huh?
Yeah, probably a little bit.
And what are we doing? Lines on our arm for each one we get wrong? There's a line, so I'll...
Well, I think we're just going to do, like, one line. Right? A line.
Yeah, so for each one we get wrong, we get each one he gets wrong, so we get sprayed.
Right.
So we'll just
this
do a
isn't
line.
Like an even pretty spray tan that, like, I would be all in for. This is like we're trying to make each other look like a tiger.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's a punishment. For getting the questions wrong. If you, by the way, let me bring this up real quick, and then we're going to get into how you injured yourself kind of in a silly way coming up here just after 9. But I have the audio of us and Roy and Loren and me and Josh talking about the sports trivia, like kind of coaching these guys. Give a listen to this, you guys, and see if you kind of see the boat that we're in here.
Are we just having a conversation?
Yes. I'm just going to teach you a couple things. All right, dude. So, seriously, let's start here. What do you know about sports? What are you comfortable with?
I know a few famous people's names, and I know, like, two sports teams. That's about it.
Okay, tell me that. Who is it?
Okay, I know Tiger Woods.
What sport?
He plays golf.
Mm-hmm. And what's the golf league called?
PGA.
Ooh, okay, good.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So that sounds good, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's not. It sounds like
he knows his stuff.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
No, he plays for the Panthers.
I'm sorry.
I like your answer, though. Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker.
I asked him who the most famous Hornet was.
Okay, he said Kemba.
Yeah.
Kemba.
Kemba? Kemba with a K. Walker.
Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
Okay.
A touchdown is how many points in football?
Ooh, maybe I should leave because I don't know that.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, smart idea, Roy. Roy ended up walking out of the room.
I still don't know.
Good. My guy does.
Does he actually knew that? Oh, he's going to beat me.
No.
What is it, three?
No.
I don't
want to.
I got to be honest. He answered the same way.
Three?
Yeah, he said three. And here's a little bit of Roy.
Or is it five?
Soccer.
Soccer is the World
Cup.
But isn't the cup a baseball thing?
No.
The hockey.
Stanley Cup
yeah.
is NHL.
Okay, we got this.
Okay, do you know what NHL stands for?
National Hockey League.
Okay. Mm.
We both know our sports.
Let's stay on trophies for a second. Make sure we know which trophy goes with what.
Okay.
Do you know who wins the Lombardi Trophy?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
I've never heard of that before today.
Okay. All right.
What's a Lombardi Trophy?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Is that golf?
No. It's the trophy that they win at the Super Bowl.
Do you know who Vince Lombardi is, Roy?
I don't.
He's the football coach who passed away years ago of the Green Bay Packers.
And I guess it's named after
it's
him.
It's named after him. Mm-hmm. Vince Lombardi. Yeah, very famous football coach.
We even had Will Greer.
I changed my password, buddy.
You changed your password? Yeah. I was trying to get to your email so we could play the Will Greer audio.
Well, Will Greer is going to be part of our game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Along with Cody Zeller. These are athletes that are local to Charlotte, and they heard we're doing this contest, so they have some basic sports questions that they want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if you and Josh know that. But 7 a.m., it's going to be a lot of fun. Spray Tan Sports Trivia with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show, exclusively on KISS 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
How did you injure yourself? How did you hurt yourself doing something, I don't know, routine?
Manny, you hurt yourself this morning.
I did. I was coming back from a song, and I went to, like, move my microphone and turn our microphones on, and I pulled a muscle in my back, and it still hurts.
Yeah.
I just got tight.
Oh, man.
You know what that means? I got to go see the great Dr. Marco.
Oh, I got to go with you.
Plug bell. Dr. McDreamy or whatever they call him.
What's your stupid way you got injured? 704-570-9595. I one time sneezed so hard, I broke a rib.
Oh, my God.
And I know I have pretty violent sneezes. I don't quietly, you know. Like,
yeah.
Mine's a whole thing. And there's a buildup. I go... I'm like breathing about 3 seconds.
That's funny.
30 seconds before.
What's the silly way, the routine way you hurt yourself? 704-570-9595. And I mean, somebody sent us a message from 704 said, I've strained a muscle in my back and tore the cartilage on my ribs from coughing, not once, but twice on two separate occasions.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
And, like, you know what stinks even more is if you have a broken rib and you have to cough or sneeze.
Yeah.
Because then you're like,
Yeah.
I went through that for, and it doesn't go away quickly. It sticks around for, like, months.
Mm-hmm. I crack my back all the time, and my husband is convinced that, like, blood is going to run out of my ear one day.
Oh, same thing with my neck.
You guys do that.
Yeah.
They'll just be here, y'all, and I sit across from them, and I just feel like... And I'll look, and they're just moving their necks.
All right, let's talk with Brian and Charlotte. What's the stupid way you got injured?
Brian? Okay, so there's a little bit of a backstory. I worked a 15-hour day. I was up at 3:45 in the morning, but got home, ate some pizza, got in the shower, put a little live PD on about 7:15, and I was out.
Nice.
Woke up about 10:30 and had to pee. Stepped up out of bed. Pop. My foot broke.
Ooh,
oh, my gosh.
Turned underneath me.
Oh, bro.
How did it break? How?
I have no clue. I work construction, so I'm a superintendent, so I walk job sites constantly for a living. And my GCs laugh at me. They're like, dude, you couldn't break it coming down this uneven hill or...
Yeah.
I know.
A shell of a building where, so immediately afterwards, I was in a boot walking with a cane around construction sites.
Oh my gosh.
One superintendent asked me how I did it, and I told him. And I started to walk out of his office, and he turned to me and said, Brian. And I turned back and I said, yeah, Sam, what's up? He's like, dude, you really have got to come up with a better story than that.
That's awesome. Thanks, Brian. Yeah, like you tried to save a cat out of a tree or something.
Yeah.
Go with that one.
Yeah. This is Lou in Rock Hill. Hey, Lou.
Hey.
So you can injure yourself doing just routine things.
Yes, apparently so.
What'd you do?
I actually was just getting up out of my chair in my living room. It's kind of an oversized chair. And I dislocated my knee and tore my meniscus and had to have surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
Getting out of a chair.
Yes.
It's so stupid.
Do you yell? In pain?
I screamed. I actually had to go to the hospital by ambulance and be in the hospital for 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a really bad tear.
I mean, do you have
a... I had surgery a few weeks ago.
Do you have a deficiency or issue or...
I mean, I've had some knee issues in the past, but I was not expecting this to happen, just getting up out of my chair.
I think the question to ask here, Lou, is are you afraid of chairs from now on? Like, will you never sit? Like, if somebody offers you a chair, you go, I'm good, I'll stand. Or we'll go eat at the bar, I'm good.
Actually, I'm not afraid of my chair at home, but whenever people actually do offer me a seat somewhere, you know, especially when I was on crutches, I was like, nah, I'll just stand, I'm okay.
Gosh. All right, thanks, Lou.
I love how we're all fragile flower petals. I mean, we're just ready to be broken at any
second.
Well, Caleb and Charlotte Roy did something really amazing. That didn't injure them. What happened next did. Hey, Caleb.
Hey. So I coached tumbling and gymnastics, and I was at the gym one time, and there was this kid that wanted me to do a flip over them. So I did a front flip over him, and about 2 minutes later, I was walking to the bathroom, sprained my ankle, and had to stay off it for a month.
Oh, my gosh.
You do gymnastics.
And he flipped over a kid, no problem.
Yeah.
Perfect landing.
Just walk into the bathroom, twist your ankle.
Thanks, Caleb.
All right, let's talk with Lindsay in Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi, what happened when you were 8 years old?
So I tripped over a basketball and face planted into a brick wall and broke my nose.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That stinks. Did anybody help you or were you alone?
No, I was with like everybody. I was at church and, you know, it's just, it happened, and my leader was like, all right, let's go call your mom. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? So, aren't balls supposed to roll when you kick them?
Well, she kind of stepped on it, I'm sure.
Yeah, it came out from under her. All right, last one.
All right, Alicia and Raquel, what happened?
Hi, I was in college, and they had like a spring end of the year day, and they had an obstacle course, like a moon bounce, but it was an obstacle course. And the very first part, you climb up a ladder and jump down. And when I jumped down, my foot snapped the wrong way underneath me. And I tore all the ligaments in my foot that connect your foot to your ankle. And no one knew. I was stuck in there because they were at the end waiting for me and my friend to come out because it's like a two-person one.
Right.
A race.
Mm-hmm.
And and there's this huge speaker blaring music right next to it. So no one can hear me screaming.
Oh, no.
Like 3 minutes. And then, like, they wait, and they're like, is she coming? And then they lift up the flap and find me, and they're like, oh, my God! And I was in a walking boot for, like, 4 months, and crutches, and
Alicia,
everyone always asked if I was drunk because I was in college. I'm like, I was sober, I swear. So now I don't get on moon bounces, and neither do my kids.
How long were you stuck in there for?
Oh, probably, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
In excruciating pain.
Here's what I'm picturing it as. Hold on. Here's what I'm picturing it as. This is the loud music playing. She's like, all right, welcome to the moon bounce end of the year party. Let's do this.
Did you hear something?
Yeah. All right, we're rocking. Little AC/DC for you. Moon bounce fever. Let's do it, baby.
She was a fast machine. She caught the motor.
All right. Thank you so much for calling Alicia and Rock Hill, and have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you, guys.
All right. All right. Well, you're not the only one, and I'm not the only one that gets hurt with just basic things throughout the day.
Hey, guys. Feel better?
Yeah. Do I feel better? No, I have to go to the chiropractor to feel better. Mentally, yes, though, Loren.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.